From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says America is committed to its partnership with the European Union and NATO. Marta Vandervolt reports.
Vice President Pence traveled to the European Union and NATO with messages from President Donald Trump to continue the political and economic partnership with Europe, but also with an ultimatum for NATO allies to increase their defense budget within 1 year. Pence told reporters at NATO that burden sharing is needed if Europe is committed to its own security. European Council President Donald Tusk says the two leaders discussed international order, security, and the attitude of the new U.S. administration toward the EU. Marta van der Wolf, Brussels.
U.S. Secretary of Defense Jim Mattis said Monday the United States does not intend to seize oil from Iraq, something President Donald Trump has said in the past.
I think all of us here in this room, all of us in America have generally paid for our gas and oil all along, and I'm sure that we will continue to do so in the future. We're not in Iraq to seize anybody's oil.
Mattis also vowed to support Iraq through the fight against the Islamic State group. He spoke to reporters traveling with him to Iraq for an unannounced visit. The visit came on the second day of a military offensive to push Islamic State militants from the western part of the city of Mosul. President Donald Trump has chosen Lieutenant General Herbert R. McMaster as the new National Security Advisor. He made the announcement at his Florida home. Mr. Trump called H.R. McMaster a man of tremendous talent and experience. He said acting advisor Keith Kellogg will now serve as the National Security Council Chief of Staff. This is VOA News.